this age is passing away. And all the things around us teach us this if we have eyes to see. The crazy thing is that our God, who will never pass away, decided that it wasn't worth it to just let us go. Even though he was rich, yet for our sake, he joined our poverty, so that by his poverty, we would become rich. And this is the meaning of the grace of God given to you in the life, death, resurrection, ascension, and return of your Lord, Jesus Christ. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and just a moment here to look at Psalm 29, in which the psalmist lifts up a voice of praise to recognize the totality, the utter and full control that the Lord has over all things. And the challenge this brings to us immediately is not the things we see happening that are so disturbing to us. It's that we're so disturbed by them. It's our doubt that we see something and we call it evil simply because it hurts us. There's an assumption there. First, the assumption that pain is evil, which it may or may not be. You know, when the Lord says to woman, who will soon be named Eve, I will increase your pain in childbearing, the word increase is there. What was pain in a perfect world? I don't know. That's our problem. And we can't see it. We can't envision it. So that's our first thing, is that pain, we assume it's evil. And the second thing then is that we can't see how even something that is evil in God's hands can now be turned for the good, right? So this is just so key to understanding the goodness of God and his graciousness in allowing our fall to continue. That he didn't just sweep it away in a single breath of wrath, destroying the evil as well as I would when I get bit by a mosquito. I don't wait. You know, it's now or never. You're done. Yeah. You're going to die today, mosquito. How you feel about that? That's how I respond. But God, he does not. He actually looks down at that mosquito sucking blood out of his arm. That's you and me. And he stills his wrath and he allows the wickedness to go on. And we're down there, a pile of mosquitoes, saying, why is it like warm and humid, right? You know, I hate this. Well, he is doing something more. From far beyond what we can see, he is moving our wicked actions, our decisions, and the chaos they ring out of even the creation itself, even the weather itself. I'm not talking about global warming. I'm just talking about how we broke the world and the weather came with it. He looks down and he moves all of those things toward a better, toward a salvation. And that salvation was when he, to push the metaphor further than it's probably good to do so, when he himself became a mosquito and let us suck his blood until he died. We destroyed him. It's worse. It's worse than being a mosquito. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. That's why he has let all this darkness go by. And that is when we say, ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, the glory and strength that is due his name. The reason for this is that he, in his total power, his total sovereignty over the waters, over the thunders, over many waters, he used it not for wrath, but for mercy. He saw the evil and he decided to bend it back to good. So that now all things work for the good of those who are in Jesus Christ. Everything, not a single thing left outside of his control. Even the waters. And it's just irony that today Psalm 29 is here, given the past week and the events of the hurricane on the southern shores of the United States. The Lord is over the waters, over many waters. He sits enthroned over the flood. It can't touch him. It can't rise high enough. Even should the flood cover the world, he still shuts in its gates, tells the waves where to stop or where to stand, puts an end to it, and drives it away by a great wind. He can open seas if he needs to. But he only does so not for the present moment, not just for your best happiness now. He only does so for the further then, for the day which is coming, on which the waters will subside in a a permanent and perfect way, because their submission will be to a man who is God, who is ushered in a new heavens and a new earth, into which he has also ushered you. That's what God cares about right now. And all the rest of it, well, literally, he's going to let it go to hell. But only first in the body of Jesus, and only in order to save you, whoever you are, from it, from hell, from damnation, from wrath, from the flood, from all things evil, unto his eternal marvelous good. Oh, ascribe to the Lord, heavenly beings, glory and strength. You're listening to Oratio. Sharper iron, right around the corner.